Well, hello there. I actually found myself with an unexpected afternoon off. And I thought I'd treat myself, give my little me time. So I've been perusing GWA, listening to some very delicious voices. And I thought, how can I share my lovely experience with you all? And I saw a video called Hysterical Literature, which gave me an idea. So I've kind of been edging myself, listening to some favourite voices for the last little while. And I'm pretty good and wet. So, what I'm going to read to you from is something written by Aristotle in around 340 BC. It's called Three Types of Friendship, excerpt from the Nicomachean Ethics. And so whilst I'm reading that, I've also got a voice in my ear. If I can get this set up correctly. it doesn't seem to be working. Hang on, let's press pause. Okay, logistic problem solved. So, I've got my toy here. Let's get ready. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. Those who suppose there's only one kind of friendship because it admits of degrees go upon insufficient grounds. Oh, things that differ in kind may also differ in degree. Oh my God. Oh. Perhaps these difficulties will be cleared up if we first ascertain what is the nature of the lovable, for it seems that we do not love anything but only the lovable, and the lovable is either good or pleasant or useful, but useful would appear to mean that which helps us get something good or some pleasure, so that the good and the pleasant only would be loved as ends. Now, do men love what is good or what is good for themselves? For there is always a discrepancy between these two. The same question may be asked about the pleasant. Kinds of friendship, accordingly, are three, being equal in number to the motives of love, for any one of these may be the basis of a mutual affection of which each is aware. Now those who love one another wish each other's good in respect of that which is the motive of their love. Those, therefore, who love for one another is based on the useful, do not love each other for what they are, but in only so far as each gets some good from the other. It is the same also with those whose affection is based on pleasure. People care for a wit, for instance, not for what he is, but as the source of pleasure to themselves. Those then whose love is based on the useful care for each other on the ground of their own good, and those whose love is based on pleasure care for each other on the ground of what is pleasant to themselves, each loving the other, not as being what it is, but as useful or pleasant. These friendships then are accidental, for the object of affection is loved, not as being the person or the character that he is, but as the source of some good or some pleasure. Friendships of this kind, therefore, are easily dissolved, as the persons do not continue unchanged. For if they cease to be pleasant or useful to one another, their love ceases. But the useful is nothing permanent, but varies from time to time. On the disappearance, therefore, of that which was the motive of their friendship, the friendship itself is dissolved, since it existed only with a view to that. The friendship of young men is thought to be based on pleasure, for young men live by impulse, and for the most part pursue what is pleasant to themselves and what is immediately present. But the things in which they take pleasure change as they advance in years. They are quick to make friendships, therefore, and quick to drop them, for their friendship changes as the object which pleases them changes, and the pleasure of this kind is liable to rapid alteration. But the perfect kind of friendship is that of good men who resemble one another in virtue, for they both alike wish well to one another as good men, and it is essential character to be good men. And those who wish it well to their friends for their friends' sake are friends in the true sense, for they have these sentiments towards each other as being what they are, and not in an accidental way. Their friendship, therefore, lasts as long as their virtue, and that is a lasting thing.
Oh, fuck, that was awesome. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. That didn't quite go as I planned. The monologue ran out.